Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse has given 144 speeches on the floor of the U.S. Senate about addressing climate change. He visited Utah this week to learn more from people and local policymakers. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Utah's the 13th state Senator Sheldon Whitehouse has visited in his quest to understand how climate change is affecting ordinary Americans. He heard that more paychecks in the state come from alternative energy jobs than the fossil fuel industry. Whitehouse also heard how Salt Lake City and Summit County are building a clean energy future.
Wherever I've gone around the country, you get very quickly to people who are very much a part of the local community and who very much care about climate change and understand the threat it presents.
Whitehouse said he was impressed by the shrinking Great Salt Lake and the winter sports industry's concern about declining snowpacks. The senator focuses on states with Republican senators like Utah. Junior Senator Mike Lee fought the Paris climate deal last fall, and even though Senator Orrin Hatch once called climate research science fiction, Whitehouse remains optimistic.
I'm hoping that when the time comes that we can do a big bipartisan effort together, he'd be willing to be a part of that effort.
Whitehouse ended his Utah visit with a breakfast meeting with environmental advocates like Brooke Froelich of the Born Wild Project. She was happy to talk to a Washington lawmaker who's also concerned about a healthy environment for future generations.
Right now, Utah needs to have some change. We're really grateful to meet with Senator Whitehouse to discuss and bring awareness to this and to have some call to action.
Froelich said she would welcome an opportunity to have a similar conversation with Utah's delegation in Washington. Judy Faze, KUER News.